You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What do you think of this headline, honestly? Harry and Meghan donate to charities as U.S. hunger crisis deepens after Trump cuts food benefits for millions of families. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have made emergency donations to support communities affected by the growing hunger crisis in the United States. The U.S. food aid program has faced weeks of uncertainty as the White House reduced its funding during what is now the longest government shutdown in American history. Let's catch up on this because I don't think it's getting much coverage, this story over here at all. And the person who will tell us everything we need to know, of course, is LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Hi, Simon. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Vanessa. I'm actually joining you today from right outside a community food kitchen here in Washington, D.C., where the lunchtime rush is about to begin. We are only about 3.5 miles north of the White House, directly north. Stick a pin in the map and just travel north 3.5 miles and you'll get to this community food kitchen in northwest Washington, D.C. And for the last 15 minutes or so, as they get ready to open at lunchtime here, we are now seeing a growing queue of people arriving, which really underscores the scale of the problem that is playing out all over the country. This is a result of the government shutdown that has seen chaos created by the Department of Agriculture here and the Food and Drug Administration with regard to the disbursement of food stamps and other nutritional assistance grants that 42 million Americans receive in order to help them pay for basic foodstuffs. And there is chaos surrounding that program now. The Trump administration was forced by a court last week to provide some emergency funding that saw some states racing to get the money out of the door and into the hands of America's poorest people. But hours later, the Supreme Court intervened and provided lower courts more time to rule on the Trump administration's case that these emergency funds should not be handed out during a government shutdown. And as a result, there are millions of people all over the United States today who normally would be relying on that nutritional assistance and who are unable to do so. And you can see the consequences of that playing out right here in Washington, D.C., not far from the White House, a long line of people from all sorts of backgrounds descending on this food pantry to receive food aid. We're seeing people arriving with shopping carts. There are African Americans here. There are Asian Americans here. There are white Americans here. Many of the people now using these food banks are furloughed federal government workers, civil servants who are temporarily laid off and have no idea when their next paycheck is going to be coming. And so the pressure on all of these food banks, which were already very, very busy, providing handouts and aid to homeless communities, is now underscored by the growing pressure that this government shutdown is creating. And so some of these food banks are just facing far more demand than they can possibly meet. The Democrats are accusing the White House of playing politics with the hungry. The White House says to the Democrats they have had more than a dozen opportunities now to join Republicans in ending the government shutdown, all of which the Democrats have eschewed because they don't don't want to make the kind of compromises that the White House is demanding. The Senate has been in session all weekend here, but there's no sign of any breakthrough whatsoever. And the longer this continues, the more disruption we're seeing in all sorts of areas of life across the United States, but particularly with regards to the poorest Americans and the nutritional assistance that traditionally the United States government has meted out to them.
It sounds, Simon, though, as if it's inevitable that at some point the supply of food in these pantries or whatever you're calling them will run out and the queue will be longer and there will be little children who are crying because their stomachs are empty. I mean, is that where we're going with this? In which case, you know, what will the President Trump do to dress that up and make it look less of an acute, painful, you know, human suffering crisis than it actually is?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're already seeing that in some parts of the country. There have been places where these pantries have run out of supplies, and I suspect that's one of the reasons why we're seeing people arriving. You know, they've been arriving within the last half an hour here, and the doors aren't going to open here until the top of the hour. So I'm just watching now, three more people arriving with shopping trolleys and making their way towards the back of the line. I mean, there are working class families that are facing real difficulties now in putting food on the table, parents who are choosing to go without food so that their children can eat. I mean, and it is ironic, I'm literally standing watching this in the shadow of one of Washington's ritziest organic supermarkets, where inside those affluent residents of Washington, D.C. are spending ever-increasing amounts of money on food, because, of course, food prices are not tumbling in the manner in which President Trump has claimed when he talks about the economy. So I would say that across the country this weekend, the anger over this government shutdown is spreading. You know, the nutritional assistance issue is before we get to the flight disruptions. 1,400 flights cancelled in the U.S. today because the air traffic controllers aren't showing up to work. There are long lines at security checkpoints at airports all over the country because there aren't enough security personnel who are bothering to show up because they're all furloughed and don't know when they're going to get paid again. It's going to boil down to which political party, the Republicans or the Democrats, decide to blink first here. And as I say, this weekend, there is no sign, despite, you know, the drama of what we're witnessing here, absolutely no sign of any blinking taking place at all.
Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed for keeping us abreast of these appalling developments.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.